Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name's Paul. I'm so thankful that you've chosen to join us today as we continue working our way through the book of 1 Thessalonians. Today, we're in 1 Thessalonians 2, verses 7b through 12. And of course, you can find the written version of this devotional on the LifePoint Ohio app. Just select the Drivecast link and you'll be able to find it there. And within these verses, Paul is really expressing his deep love and appreciation for this little church in Thessalonica, and he likens his love to that of a mother gazing at her newborn baby. There's just this deep, intimate care for this church from Paul. And of course, Paul can really only love out of the love he's received from God, right? And that's true of all of us. We love really to the extent that we have been first loved, and the ultimate form of love is found in Jesus. Right? And when we understand the extent to which Jesus has loved us, that naturally begins to pour out of us. And it pours out of us not for self-gain, not for exploitation in any way, not for self-interest, but really ultimately for the goal of pointing others to Jesus. And that's what Paul is saying within these verses. He's saying, look, I did not come for personal glory. I did not come for personal gain. And I lived in such a way that supported and was an example of the message that I gave you, right? I lived in such a way, I modeled the very gospel I preached, right? Not perfectly, but to an exceptional standard, right? Enabled by the power of God. And we can, through the power of God, love others well, serve others well, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, live beyond what our natural human efforts can achieve. And that's really what is being said in these verses. But of course, that begins by first experiencing the love of God most fully displayed in Jesus. And so today, I just want to encourage us to pray in a few different ways. So verse 8 says that Paul was delighted to share both the gospel as well as his life. And I want us to take time to confess honestly before God when you felt reluctant to share the gospel and or a part of your life with another. I want us to ask him to address our hearts that we may delight in him and his commission. And verse 12 says that Paul urges them to live lives worthy of God. I want us to ask God to show you areas of your life you are not living in a way that honors God. And verse 12 also says that God invites you into his kingdom and glory. I would ask us to ask God to show us a practical way we can be a part of growing his kingdom this week. Let's take time to pray now, and I want to encourage you to pray as well. So Father, we do ask the things that we just spoke about. Father, that we would be delighted to share the gospel, not only through word, but through action. And Father, would you forgive us and would you bring to mind when we need to confess honestly before you that we've been reluctant to share the gospel or reluctant to serve others well in the way that Jesus, you served us. Father, I ask that you would, by the power of your Spirit, give us the ability to live lives worthy of you. And would you show us areas of our life where we're not? Father, would you really allow us to understand that you've invited us into your kingdom? And would you show us practical ways to be a part of growing your kingdom? Father, we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, going forward in the rest of your day, I just want to encourage you to create some visual cues for yourself to slow down throughout the day and remember the depth of God's love for you. It could be a post-it note stuck in your house, a reoccurring notification on your phone. Whatever it may be, let it remind you to reflect on the gospel with a fresh mind and to pray and in return be reflective of really the love of God that you've experienced and how you can express that love for others. And the second thing I would encourage you to do is just think about how you can care for the church, care for those around you in the same way that Paul cared for this church in Thessalonica. Is there a non-believer or a young believer you can intentionally invest in? Again, thanks for joining us on the Drivecast. I hope today was an encouragement to you, and I look forward to having you back on the Drivecast tomorrow. Have a great day.